Ryan Lehrer on WNYC, and we're going to spend a few minutes doing a little pre-debate role play. A lot of you call in saying, if I was Romney, I would do this. If I was Obama, I would do that. Why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do that? Why did he do the other thing? So if you feel like you could do a good job as Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, give it a shot. Our lines are full. We'll go through a few pairs of people and see how this works out. So let's dive right in. We're going to put Danny in Massapequa on to be a Romney surrogate, and Mary calling from Richmond, Virginia, who wants to make believe she was on Meet the Press as Stephanie Cutter or somebody for Obama. Mary, hello. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
And Danny, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, okay, here we go. I'm the moderator, and the rules are you will each get 1 minute to reply and then a 30-second rebuttal. When it comes to the economy, polls show that Americans continue to think that President Obama has more empathy for their problems, but that Governor Romney has better solutions to fixing the nation's problems. My question to you, President Obama, Mary in Richmond, is how you convince those who don't think you have the solutions that, in fact, you do.
Well, I think, first of all, you have to care about the middle class, and I think Romney has proven that he does not. He is borrowing money from China to give a tax cut to the rich, which makes no sense at all. And even though we knew 4 years ago this was going to take a long time, suddenly people have become impatient because Romney keeps saying he's got the perfect plan. And his plan is no different than anything that has not been done for the last 4 years. And it won't go any faster with Romney than it has with Obama. I think Obama has some really good ideas about saving the middle class. I think that regulations are important. They're protections for people. They're not something that just hurts business. He can still grow the fuel production in this country without harming water and the environment.
All right, good. So you answered the question pretty directly on what you think some of the economic policies are that shows Obama to be competent in this area. And Danny, the corollary to that question, Romney is seen as having better solutions to fixing the nation's problems, but he's not seen as in touch or caring as much about the voters.
Well, first of all, good morning and thank you, and happy anniversary to you and your wife. As far as the economy is concerned, our president has 4 years. He told us he would make things better. He said if the unemployment rate didn't come down, he would be a one-term president. Those are his words, not mine. The United States government has faced this sort of thing many times in the past, and his policies have failed each and every time. The answer to bring back the economy, as proven by John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush, is to lower tax rates to the middle class and small business. This is the engine that drives the economy. And yes, middle class in some areas of this country might be as high as $200,000 a year. That's a cop married to a nurse. That doesn't sound like someone who's rich. The president always throws out these numbers, couples making more than $200,000. That may be rich in some parts of the country, but if you're in New York or in Ohio, that's the middle class. That's the people that are going out and buying equipment for their soccer team and buying new cars, and that's the engine that we have to revitalize. We hurt the middle class when we attack small business or the upper 1%, as people like to call it.
All right. Mary, you want to respond in 30 seconds? And, you know, Danny took on the Romney identity there. He was speaking in the first person, I, and he wished happy anniversary to you and Michelle. So you can be Barack here and talk in the first person and respond to him.
It is true that cutting taxes for the middle class is going to help the economy. That is, in fact, what I have done for the last 4 years. I have put money in the pockets of the middle class. We have had to spend a lot of money to keep the economy from going completely into depression, but it is not something that can be solved by just lowering the taxes for the 1%. They need to pay their fair share. And when Romney is paying a less percentage than the person at $200,000, then something's very wrong with the tax policy.
All right. Mary Barak, Danny Mitt, you get one more comeback here.
President took a lot of money from the taxpayers, borrowed a ton of it from China, and gave it to companies like Solyndra that just wasted it away and then filed for bankruptcy. And I like to note that some of those people in charge of Solyndra were contributors to the Barack Obama campaign. As far as me paying less taxes, I can guarantee that I paid more taxes than almost every person in this country. Yes, did I pay a lower rate? Yes, because capital gains is taxed at 10%. Now I look right to the camera.
Right.
I paid $2 million in income tax last year and gave $1 million to the church as well. What more can one person do?
Thank you both for coming on. You've obviously both been paying attention, and so we really, really appreciate you being Obama and Romney surrogates. Danny and Mary, thank you very much. We're going to put on another pair and ask another question. So we have Keith in Washington Heights, who's going to be for Romney here, is going to be Romney here. And we have Sharon in Westchester, who's going to be Obama. Sharon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, thanks for doing this. Keith, can you hear me?
Can we just clarify, am I Romney or am I a Romney surrogate?
Okay, you're Romney. You willing to do that?
Oh, gee. All right.
Okay, so here's the question for you two. We've all heard a lot about the war on women this election season. Each of you, Sharon, you can start. Why are you the best president for American women?
Because I mean what I say, whereas if I can start with a story about the Trojan horse story, which I think everybody knows, I don't need to clarify, but it's all about, you know, having an agenda but hiding it within you and then coming out in the open once you're inside the White House. I mean, we have Romney on one hand talking about it is not on my agenda anything on abortion, and Ryan on the other hand, who wants to do everything he can to put abortion right in the law of the country. I mean, this is a team that talks about hands off my money, government. Government shouldn't have anything to do with my money and how I spend it. But when it comes to women's rights, they're like, I need to tell you exactly how to manage your life. So the Trojan horse story, I think, fits very well in terms of what their real agenda is, but it's hidden inside that. They don't want people not to see that.
Okay. Sharon Barak, thank you. Keith Mitt, you have 1 minute.
Well, on the abortion issue, obviously there are people with beliefs on every side, and we don't want to minimize that. The concern, obviously, on our end would be for the life of the baby. But we can all have, and we all respect everyone's opinion on that. What the women in this country want is to be able to afford household items. And this president came in saying he would straighten out the economy. Most of the people who have been losing their jobs have been women. And there are more people out of work now than there were 4 years ago. And part of that is not fully reflected in the numbers because people have given up hope. They're no longer even trying. We have President Obama who came in on a platform of hope. And now because people have given up hope, they're no longer even measured, which is why the unemployment rate is really up to 11%. And this falls mostly on women. Women, men as well, but women even more so, they need the jobs because they can't pay the bills.
All right. 30-second rebuttals each. Sharon, to his point that reproductive rights aren't everything when it comes to what women need from the election?
I certainly think reproductive rights are important because they are about my body, my soul, and my decision-making. And as far as, having jobs and all is concerned, it's really the middle-class women that are hurting. And again, they are the ones that are not going to be served well with Romney and Ryan Pickett because they have an agenda, as I said, the Trojan horse strategy that they have is not going to serve us well. And when they reveal themselves, we are the ones who are going to hurt both on a job front and having an ability to do what we want to do with our body and our decisions. We care about unborn child as much as anybody else.
Keith Mitt, 30-second rebuttal, and we're out of time.
as most women in this country do not agree with the Obama-Biden ticket, which favors rights for partial birth. We only have 30 seconds here. They believe that partial birth abortion should be allowed, which most women do not agree with. As far as the women, middle-class women suffering the last 4 years, I agree with you, and that's why we need to have a change to a ticket that knows what to do with the economy.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you, Sharon. I think you were both pros there. You're ready to be political surrogates or run for office yourself, and we look forward to having the two of you back on when you're running for Senate from New York State to actually debate each other.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you both very much. By the way, we know people are tweeting me saying, ask about foreign policy. So now I know what Jim Lehrer and Martha Raddatz feel like and what Candy Crowley must be feeling like in advance of tomorrow. But thanks a lot, folks, for calling in and trying that. That was very, very good. By the way, for those of you tweeting, ask about foreign policy, this is going to be Foreign Policy Week on our 30 Issues in 30 Days series. We'll be talking about China, the Middle East, Latin America, and immigration every day on The Brian Lehrer Show all this week. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, though, we'll take a break from election politics and talk about concussions and our kids. Are we taking youth sports head injuries seriously enough? Stay tuned.